Welcome, everybody. Share number 1540. We're learning today. Lilin Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lilin Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfu Shalema Rina Li Yehudis Chava Basli Ba Arnina and Lerfu Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so an interesting thing in reference to if somebody wants to. Somebody has charata on avoinos. In other words, they have charata on their sins, right? So the question is, interesting thing brings down the Sefer Klolim. Before a person goes to bed at night, you say Krishma Lamita, you say that we have Birchas HaMapel, right? The person says the Birchas HaMapel. There are other things to say, but the question is, there's something called, there's a capital, a parak over there that says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harini Moichel, talks about that you Moichel, right? The person forgives, anyone else who did him any sin or whatever the case is, whatever. He goes through a whole thing over there. It's interesting, but it's talking about a person is moichel for other people, and then he asks Hashem that shalai echa ta'oy, that a person himself shouldn't sin anymore. So be it as it may, the bottom line is, and then he asks Hashem at the end, machshe chatasi, whatever that I myself I sin, Hashem should have rachmanis. But the question is, could I say this on Shabbos as far as talking for daber dover? Now I'm talking, and I'm a birchas hamapel. I say before I go to bed, I make the bracha, right? Birchas hamapel, the bracha on sleep. But what about the perek of Ribbono Shel Olam that many people say before during the week? Could I say it on Shabbos? Is there a problem with saying it on Shabbos? So interesting enough brings down the Sefer Klolim, something that we spoke about a few shiurim ago in Simen Reish Pei Ches in Shabbos, actually a totally different part, Reish Pei Ches, that talks about Din Tainis, V'Din Tainis Chaloim B'Shabbos, about fasting on Shabbos, and if somebody had a bad dream, how to work with it. Okay, we're not going to get into all those halachas. Hopefully it shouldn't be negayah, people shouldn't have bad dreams on Shabbos, but be it as it may. What about so the Mishbura brings down in Sifkat and Chof Beis Avul Charotas, so he said to ask Bakashis from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, let's say for Parnasa in Shmoyne Esrei, let's say, right? We said before Yilat Sain during the week people talk to Hashem, so he says asking for somebody's Sirachim, the Eino also Sheela Sirachim Elikim Shemavakish Al Chayli or Parnasa, when a person is asking for Parnasa or somebody's sick, so that brings a person it brings him a tsar, right? We spoke about that one should be careful not to ask for those things that bring a person tsar on Shabbos. So, but he says, what about Avol Charotas Avoinos? Says the Mishnah Brura, Avol Charotas Avoinos, to have Charota on one's sins. Toiv Loimar B'chol Yom. That's good to say every day. You know, I feel bad. I have Charota on the sins I did. Okay, so when is it not allowed? Kevon She'enoi B'lashon Vidoi. As long as one is not doing it in a Lashon, in a language of Vidoi, like the whole confessional thing, the whole thing, how a person does it, they don't do it in the lashon of vidoy. So then just the charata itself would be fine. And Lemaisa, that's why the Mishabur actually says over there, just I don't want to get off on a tangent, but the Mishabur says over there in Chav Beis, Sifkat and Chav Beis and Simen Reish Pei Ches, so he says, Hainu koidim yelashon, kasvu achorim demuta loyme b'shabes alekai ad shaloy netzarti, and all these lishonis and yelashon, these are really lishonis of bakasha, of request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could I say it? So the Mishabur explains over there that achorim right on Shabbos, it's permitted, one is allowed to say these things, because making supplications for one's personal needs is only also, like we said, when one is asking Hashem to cure sickness or for livelihood, things that cause them tsar and the like, which remind a person of suffering and so on, right? So that one has to be careful not to do. However, expressing regret, he brings down, however, but charat, expressing regret, I'm sorry, for their averis, for their sins, is actually commendable on a everyday basis, and it's allowed even on Shabbos, since it's now being expressed in the form of confession, like we said. Okay, so now, interesting enough, but so going along with this brings on the Sefer Klolim. The question is like we said, like we started the shir. I say hamapel, and my minig is I say the Ribbono Shel Olam, that whole kapitel every night. Should I say it on Shabbos? Should I say it Friday night? Should I not? Right, when I go to bed Friday night, should I say that kapitel or not? So it comes up every week, right? So Ribbono Shel Olam, he brings down on page Shin Samach Gimel, does a Sefer Klalim. Ribbono Shel Olam, Shemrim Koidim Kriyash Mashalamita is Mutter. He brings down would be Mutter in conjunction with that Mishnah Bura. Would be Mutter, Loimah Ribbono Shel Olam, Sheomrim B'Kriyash Mashal Hamita, Afal P, Shemischaret. Even though over there you're talking about being mischaret on your avoinois, right? Having a charata. Vagam mevakesh mechila. You're also asking mechila, kadosh baruch, whatever. Memneishu bakosha al ruchnis. It's really, it's a bakosha on ruchnisdik things. Also, so though, because of all those factors together, he said it would be mutter, would be allowed, one would be allowed to say that whole kapitel, that they say every night. So just an interesting thing to read, how he says it. He brings on the bottom the cloud, Sefer Klalim, very interesting. He says, he brings them from the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Reish Peches over there. We're not going to read the whole Shulchan Aruch Rav, but he says, Shemata l'scharit al avoynoisav, afil b'lashem vidoy, that according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, he could be l'scharit to be mischaret on one's sins, afil b'lashon vidoy, even if they're doing it with a lashon of vidoy of confession, kevin she'en b'amiris vidoy b'kasha tzarchei haguf, since it's not for the tzarchei haguf, the needs of the body. Okay, so but then he says v'yochel gam ken l'svadis v'loyma, a person can even say chatasi avisa v'shaiti v'loy asru loyma tachanunim b'shabes. There's no isra of saying tachanunim on Shabbos elu levakish behem al trachav. Only the problem is asking for their needs. Just v'loy asru loyma tachanunim. You can't. There's no isra in saying words of tachanunim on Shabbos. Right, talking to Avad Kaddish Baruch Hu, even to ask bakashes, even to ask supplication. To ask things from Hashem, you could do ela levakish behem al tzrachav, but to ask for their needs, like parnasa, like we said, or refuah, sheyesh bebeisei rachman al son, you know, things that will cause them tzar, chafechayetze by mitzorchei haguf, but that's really mitzorchei haguf, things for the body, for the sustenance of the body. So those things one should not do, because says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, again, back to the same thing which we've been talking about, it'll cause them tzar. Causing yourself tzar on Shabbos, we don't do. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Lem Shoshana, he just says klaliyistik. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a little bit different. He just says charata savoynes. He doesn't say, he says not to do it b'lashem vida. Shulchan Aruch Rav says even b'lashem vida. So it's very interesting. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, just plain charata savoynes. I have regret on what I did finish. But if in klali, that would be fine, because she'enai mefaret chatov. But not the don't. The Mishnah Berurah says don't start going through each sin individually. You know, don't start naming that. General, I feel bad what I did. That's a chain of mitzvah. Again, because you don't want to be mitzvah. A person starts going through the various different averis that he did and talking them out. Chain of mitzvah. From this whole vidoy thing, it's going to be mistar, it's going to hurt him. It hurts a person when he talks out his sins. So one has to be careful in conjunction with that. Okay, so we'll end off with it. But interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch Rav even goes as far as to say. Shulchan Aruch Rav even wants to say, as long as it doesn't affect the tzarchei haguf, even to do it al slashim vidai. So, but to say, bottom line is, make a long story short, saying the Ribbono Shel Olam, that kapitel definitely should be fine. That's how he brings it down in conjunction with the Mishnah Berurah, and for sure, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha kol tov.